Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we have chest to head high sets, couple lucky bigger ones out there at 12 seconds from the east northeast. We have some pretty strong northeast winds in the teens, adding some disorganization to the surf, but looks like it's still rideable in the better spots. And if you get a break from the wind, like at Jetty Park in Cape Canaveral or the south side of a pier, it's really not too terrible. Now this weekend, Saturday is looking like chest high, again with a couple overhead sets here and then coming in 11 seconds. Winds are going to remain onshore, but they're going to weaken a little bit, especially north of the Cape, so a little cleaner conditions. Now Sunday is just a touch smaller, but it's still going to be looking really fun. The wave period is stretching out to 13 seconds and winds are going to drop off a little more, but stay east-northeast. Now looking ahead, we got a couple smaller leftovers on Monday as we're kind of on a downward trend for the midweek. Now after that, winds are going to start building around Wednesday or so from the northeast, and they're going to remain there for the rest of the week, bringing us some chunky northeast wind swell. So I hope everybody made it okay through the storm. We were keeping an eye on the cameras here, and it was looking pretty gnarly out there. We were live streaming onto YouTube from the North Cocoa Beach Pier camera and caught a little of that tornado that actually came through Central Cocoa Beach. So if you want to check out that instant replay, it's up on YouTube. That's youtube.com/surfguru. And I think the tornado was at about 1 hour and 35 minutes. I saw the alert on the news and swung the camera around. You can't really see like that, you know, super obvious tornado shape of it, but you basically just see this big wall of storm that's just heading through the central part of Cocoa Beach. So if you're interested and want to check that out, it's up on YouTube. So I hope everybody out there did okay through the storm. Looks like we're going to have plenty of storm swell for the next couple days. And I'll be back on Monday, let you guys know if anything changes for next week. And until then, keep an eye on those cams. Not only are they the safest way to check out the hurricanes, but they're also the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. So thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.